It's Monday, May 6, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. We're seeing the final stages of Rice Lake's Main Street project. Barron's Main Street project continues. Wisconsin's Supreme Court is taking the case on mobile voting sites, and Ashland's Northland College will remain open. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. New benches, chairs, and planters have been placed downtown along Rice Lake's Main Street, signaling the final stages of the city's Main Street project. Tomorrow or Wednesday, crews will be removing and replacing defective concrete. No road closures are planned, but concrete trucks and other equipment will be using parking spaces. In the next week or two, downtown Main Street will be closed for 2 one-day spans to replace the defective catenary lights at the Newton and Eau Claire Street intersections. The dates of the one-day closures are not yet known, but will be announced later. Barron's Main Street project is closing the 7th Street intersection near KJ's Market. Barron's LaSalle Avenue is closed from 7th to 2nd Streets. Main Street businesses can be accessed along Monroe and South 5th Street. The 7th Street intersection will reopen tomorrow to local traffic. Construction crews are removing pavement and replacing utility infrastructure over the next several weeks. The $4.8 million project is slated for completion in mid-October. The state Supreme Court has decided it will hear a case dealing with the legality of mobile voting sites without first letting it wind through any lower appellate courts. A conservative law firm sued in December 2022, alleging Racine City officials illegally used a voting van to collect absentee ballots that year. A circuit court judge in January ruled state law doesn't allow mobile voting sites. The Racine City Clerk and the Democratic National Committee asked the Supreme Court to hear an appeal directly without letting a lower appellate court rule first. The court issued an order Friday indicating the justices had voted 4-3 to take the case. A private college in northern Wisconsin will remain open. Ted Aylin tells us more.
After announcing in March they'd have to close if they couldn't raise $12 million by early April, the Board of Trustees at Northland College announced Thursday that the Ashland School would operate on a refocused model. The changes would lead to staff and faculty adjustments, leading to almost $7 million in savings. The college will also offer only 8 majors. The board says Northland will conclude its current academic year as planned and offer support to students who want to transition out of the college. The 132-year-old school is the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.